You're listening to All Things Transformers, recorded September 6th, 2008. You're listening to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve/Megatron. And joining me this week is...
Master Galvatron from also Transformers Wire. And all I see is darkness, death, destruction, and every foremost member of the Transformers community as my personal slaves.
Anyways, why don't you give yourself a little introduction?
Well, let's see here. I've been a fan of Transformers for about, I was probably about 4 when I got into them, and I'm 19 now, so that means about, 15 years. And my very first Transformers show would have to be Generation 2, so I guess you could say I grew up during Generation 2 era, which is just basically G1, but with just pre-CG throughout here and there. And, that's about all I'm gonna say.
Cool. Yeah, I started out during Beast Wars as well, so. But anyways, let's, I guess go on to the news.
Yes, let's. Alright, let's see here. Our first story would have to be Paramount announcing disc replacement on Transformers Cybertron DVD set. Honestly, who saw this coming? Cause really, I didn't.
Yeah, that DVD set. I wouldn't know if it was coming or not, cause I don't own it. So.
Well, I actually saw a DVD set out in Best Buy, but this was before the news came up. So, what are they gonna do?
I don't know. Yep. Probably wasn't a very smart thing of whatever they messed up on it.
Well, I think it's... Well, I've got it pulled up here. And obviously it has something to do with the episode Hidden or something. I don't know. But, anyway. They're probably going to have a recall on all the ones that's probably out. And then just replace the disc. Send them right back out. Honestly, I didn't really think Paramount would screw something like that up.
It says here on the site that they missed the first 7 minutes of the episode, including the title. And, wow, they just missed a whole chunk of the episode.
Well, Cybertron wasn't really that greatly dubbed anyway. I didn't really prefer how they did the first couple of episodes. I would prefer it if they just stuck to the... not meshing episodes 1, 2, and 3 into one episode. I would prefer that they did just like the Japanese did it.
Yeah.
But all in all, I'm not sure if I'm gonna buy this because, hey, you can download them. Yes, I'm a pirate, but hey, who gives a crap anymore?
That's true. I don't really care about the episodes anyway. I didn't really get into the whole Armada, Energon, and Cybertron series.
Well, they're actually better in the Japanese their Japanese fan sub versions are actually better because they're meant for all ages, and that's why I'm aiming to download, really, because they're actually better than the English.
Not surprising. Well,
and who all knows what we've cut out during editing. I mean, there could be some major carnage. I mean, when you take in consideration how bloody and carnage, how much blood and carnage a Japanese show actually can contain.
I don't think Cybertron would have had that much of it, but...
No. But in Energon, at least we got to see some limbs taken off here and there.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Onto our second
we need
news.
More of that.
Yeah.
Alright, the second news... Transformers the Movie Animation Sales. And no, this is not the 2007 film. It is the 1986 film on eBay. Well, let's see here. Looks like one Megatron is actually on the planet Junk. Apparently, they had it at one point that he was going to survive. Starscream didn't throw him overboard. And he promptly pursues the Autobots. Though why, I don't know.
I was going to say, it almost looks like the Planet of Junk, but it could also be when he's running at Prime before they added in the rest of the background.
Well, yeah, you just can't tell with that one. And this one, yeah, I think it just might be that, because right next to it is Prime when he's about to give the "one shall stand, one shall fall" line.
Yeah.
And here's Starscream in what appears to be a metallic building, and he's holding Megatron. Though what this scene was supposed to be, I don't know. These are selling for $7,000. Except for the Sharkticon one, which is going for $5,000. Whoever's going to buy these, I don't know.
I don't know. They're cool to look at, but I just couldn't see paying that much for an animation cell.
No, not unless you were going to make a whole bunch of posters with them.
Yeah.
And then make a profit.
Even then, I don't think it'd be worth $7,500.
No. And the last one is this Sharkticon, which appears to be in broad daylight or something. All I see is a sky and a Sharkticon with its right hand raised up and his left hand just stretched out, sorta. It's a production cell. Maybe it's supposed to be on the planet Quintessa.
Yeah, it's probably where it's taken from. Not a lot of detail in them, but you can still get the idea.
And I gotta say, for 1986 and for artists who really messed up a lot, these look very good. Just like the show.
Yeah.
Though not in the $1,000 worth range.
No.
Maybe like $20 at the most, $50 if they're rare.
Well, I mean, I could see them going as high as like $200, but after that, it's kind of ridiculous.
Actually, I've run into other production sales which aren't movie related, but G1 on eBay, and I believe it was of Megatron standing there in his underwater base, probably for one of the episodes where Starscream betrays him. I don't know. Should we move on to the next story?
Yeah, we actually are going to jump back a couple because forgot one. Peter Cullen might make a cameo in the new Transformer movie, according to Roberto Orsi on the Transformers or TFW 2005 boards.
I see. So he might be going the route of one, shall I say? Darn it, I can't think of his name now that I need to say it. Stan Lee.
Yeah. So that'd be cool if he got to be in it.
That'd be a nice fan wank right there. Because, really, I don't think he's ever been himself in a Transformer movie.
No.
So that'd be a good first experience for the voice of Prime. Actually, it'd be kind of funny if he had to talk to Prime himself.
Yeah, he'd be talking to himself.
That'd be so funny. I could just imagine that conversation right now, and I can't voice Prime for the life of me, so I ain't gonna say anything about it.
Yeah, I can't either. Well, on to the next article. I guess for the Transformers 2 product placement, they're going to be backed by Walmart and YouTube and other notable companies.
Well, I mean, there was product placement in the first one. There's Xbox, Microsoft. There's Mountain Dew, and GM, so it ain't really nothing new.
No.
I mean, seriously, why is a movie without product placement? If there isn't product placement, you don't have money for the movie, though it does get annoying.
Yeah, because everywhere you turn around, everybody's hyped about it, but that's also a good thing and a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Though with YouTube, I didn't really see them going for product placement.
I got to see it a lot of it around here.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I work at a Chevy dealership, so all over the dealership they had the Autobot pictures and everything, and a lot of product placement for random Chevy products.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something. The only time that I want to see product placement is if, and I mean if, the car dealership has Autobot and Decepticon logos as a limited edition add-on to the cars that they're selling. Now that would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Paint one of those Scion XPs like Soundwave, and I'll be on it and buy it. And I mean animated Soundwave.
Well, by the time this movie comes out, they'll have the Camaro actually out on the Chevy showroom floors, because they're supposed to come out around February, from what I've been hearing. And there's actually three new Chevy, or four new Chevy concept vehicles in this new movie. The Chevy Volt, the new Bicentennial Corvette, the Chevy Beat, and the Chevy Trax.
And with that, I think we just segued into another topic. And I'm looking at the Corvette Centennial right now, and let me tell you, it looks freaking awesome. Looks like something you'd see in a movie. I mean, one of those movies where you're like, there's no way that car exists.
Yeah, kind of like the Speed Racer mobile is what it looks like.
Yeah, just paint white, put a 5 on it, and there you have it. Or it could be a Batmobile if you just stretched it out long enough.
Yeah.
Paint all black. Come out saying, I'm Batman.
Throw on a nice big spoiler on the back.
Yeah. Oh, and also add a jet engine in the rear, just for the heck of it.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't really need it.
No.
Corvette goes over 207 miles an hour anyway.
Well, I mean, it doesn't even have to work. I mean, it could just be like one made of paper mache, and it'd be a nice little nod to the animated Batman show, which aired in the 1990s.
Yeah, that was a good show, too.
Mm-hmm. Though this is not the Batman podcast, no.
No.
Alright. So, now what?
Impossible Toys is coming up with an animated Captain Fanzone action figure.
And as we hear it, I believe that is Jesse's most favorite character in animated. So I'm sure he's having a nerdgasm.
Well, I don't know. I know I sure won't be picking that up or the Sari figure.
Well, then you can have that nice little swing. You can reproduce that little swing scene that they were having when they were trying to get Sari a guardian.
Well, if you're a completist, this is the perfect thing for you.
True, but I don't think I'll be getting him. I mean, sure, he's nice and all, but I don't really collect the humans.
No, I don't either.
No, that's not to discourage anybody listening to this to not buy them. I mean, if you're into buying humans for your Transformers, whatever it be, having Decepticons stand on them and squishing them, that's your thing.
Or if you're just a completist and want it, then that would be a great addition to your Transformer animated collection.
True. Give him his loudspeaker and a missile launcher, and you'll be able to reproduce some good scenes from the show.
What would be really cool is if they'd actually put, like, a small voice box, like what they used to do to the classic G.I. Joe
Generation.
Characters. Yeah.
And didn't they also do that for G2 Prime?
Yeah, but it was an addition to his trailer.
Either way. Whatever works.
Yeah.
Though, if I recall right, I have not yet seen a scene where in the previews we were getting for the show of him standing on a building and firing that rocket launcher at apparently nighttime. I mean, what happened to that animation? Did they just say, hey, let's just use this for promotional needs and just throw it away?
I have no idea.
It could be season 3.
That could be.
You never know with Hasbro. Of course, they always screw us over, so
Between them and Cartoon Network.
I mean, Hasbro doesn't even use metal anymore. Now we got is all this cheap plastic. Not that it's bad plastic, but still. The Japanese toys have metal in them, and they're probably a great deal better than this.
Well, they're a lot more solid.
Yeah. So, and that is why they're always so expensive on eBay. I haven't even had the pleasure of owning a Japanese Transformers yet, though I hope to someday, just to see the difference.
Same here.
Hopefully one of the masterpieces, because really, I'd like to buy that complete convoy.
Yeah.
Though it's on eBay for $222, that's a ripoff.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that much either, but that's because I don't have that much to, and I'm not a completist.
Anyway, back to the topics. Let's go to Transformers anime game pre-order at Toys R Us Online.
Apparently, it's a Nintendo DS game slated to be released in mid-October or October 21st for $29.99.
And Hasbro has screwed us over again! This is supposedly the only anime game there's gonna be. And if I'm wrong, hopefully, I hope I'm wrong about that. Because I'd like to see an anime game for either the Xbox or PlayStation.
Honestly, I probably couldn't see it being on anything other than a Nintendo. Just because of the animation quality styles on it?
Well, I mean, look at the Xbox. They did Naruto.
That's true.
I'm sure they can pull off a Transformers animated. And I want to see a Transformers game that does not suck when you have the choice of playing the Decepticons or the Autobots.
Like the movie game?
Yeah, I own that, but I just own it because, hey, you get to play the Decepticons, and that's a big plus for me.
I like it just because you get to go around and destroy stuff.
That too. But the missions are very repetitive, and honestly, who likes repetitions, really, in their missions?
Yeah.
And, well, at least you got to stick it to Prime, but other than that, when you hitting a guarding robot, a robot that's guarding, anything can be blocked, but a tree, a light pole, and a car that you pick up. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Seriously, what is wrong with that picture? A nuclear-grade blast cannot harm it, yet a tree can.
Yeah, I don't know.
Faulty programming, people. I think that was supposed to meant to be for the throwable objects and not the weapons grade stuff. Anyway, that's off topic.
Yeah.
What else can we say about this story?
I think that covers that particular story.
True. Oh, did we cover the price?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, let's just go into the next topic, which is new set video reveals plot point. And from what I've seen of this video, apparently Sam is having visions now.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch it all the way through. I got to watch it and it stopped loading, so I heard him yelling about something about grabbing his notes and his notepad from Michaela, so either he's able to read the Cybertronian or get visions.
Probably both. But from what I can gather, he's really freaking out, and I'm surprised the people that are rocking around that Michael Bay just didn't have them all staring at him while he's gibbering on about Megatron and whatnot, like he's crazy.
Yeah.
Because really, that was an isolated incident in another city. So how can some people in another city where he's going to college know of it?
I don't know.
And trust me, if I started having visions and stuff like that about Transformers, I'd probably go to my counselor and say, is there something wrong with me?
Yeah, I'd be doing a lot more than that. Probably freaking out.
True. And probably going out on the street and saying, the end is near! No, really, if he might be having visions of the Fallen. I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
It could be.
Knowing Michael Bay, it probably will be, but who knows? He's probably seeing visions of the Fallen in a world on fire, and everyone's dead.
Yeah, we won't know nothing about that until closer to the movie or the movie trailer, which I'm suspecting will probably come out around December, but I could be wrong.
Who knows? Movies get pushed back like everything else.
Well.
And hopefully that won't be a problem.
No.
That'd be actually pretty cool for a Michael Bay film if he was having apocalyptic visions. Though it'd be a new high for Michael Bay.
Yeah. It'd be really cool, though.
Yeah. No, imagine the amount of money they'd have to spend on that. I mean, that'd be some pretty expensive CG work. Anyway, let's go to the Transformers out on Blu-ray. Honestly, what's the difference between high definition and Blu-ray? Other than you can play Blu-ray on your PS3, which I don't have.
Yeah, I don't have one either. But I was reading that apparently Paramount is giving you a $10 rebate if you bought the DVD version last year.
Would that count discount stores like a dollar store?
Probably. Well, I don't know, because it's a manufacturer rebate.
Because I bought one a good couple of months ago from Dollar General.
One of the Transformer movies?
If you mean the 2007 movie, yes.
Huh. I guess so. I don't know how they're going to determine if you bought one to give you the $10 rebate, but it must be on that site.
Well then, that'd be kind of nice to have a $10 rebate for a movie you bought, even though it's a very good movie.
Yeah.
And from the movie comes our classic Scorponok funny pick, Hugs! And the black guy saying, oh, hell no. Best funny pick ever.
Where's that at?
It's around, I think, let me try and find it for you.
Okay.
It might be on Photo Bucket, because they have tons of pictures, and there's also DeviantArt. It's just basically a screen capture of him popping out of the sand with his arms stretched out, saying, Hugs! And then there's this little bubble above.
That's from the Scorponok desert scene?
Yeah, where they're all running from him. And let's see here. No matches. Let's see why I get on DeviantArt.
Oh, I see it. I went on.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, it's on Photo Bucket. I typed in Scorponok Hugs in the image search. That's hilarious.
I know. Best funny picture ever.
Somebody had too much free time.
Well, how much time would it actually take to write that on a screen capture?
5 minutes too long?
But what would the world do without brave people who do that? We'd be in a less funny world.
Wow.
And, if you actually go to Photo Bucket and just type Scorponok with an I, there's this little stick animation of it. Did you find
No.
it?
No.
Did you spell S-C-O-R-P-I-N okay?
Checking it. I see it now. No, this is the one that took too much free time.
Yeah, that one tasted cake right there, because really, while funny, why even do it with stick animation?
Well, we're beating this topic dead with a stick, so let's get back on topic.
Yeah.
Or actually go on to the next topic.
True. And that, well, we've already covered the Corvette Centennial concept, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, I guess that leads us to Walmart launches Transformers movie subsite with video from first day of sequel filming. Obviously, there's not much to the little video that I really care about, so other than that, I haven't really been to the site.
I haven't either, but that's because my Internet Explorer's being goofy. So.
I use Firefox.
Have you tried out that new Google Chrome yet? The new browser?
No. I've heard that Firefox is the best browser to use since it's least likely for people to send you viruses through it.
It's one of the better ones, but I think you can still get viruses through either one. It just depends on what you're going on.
And I'm at the site now. Just stuff about the film, products, which are bonus collectible Bumblebee mask and DVD, the Blu-ray movie, Prime mask with DVD, Megatron face, and animated DVD toys, stuff like that. And then there's a download section, which is just wallpapers. I really like the Megatron one, so I'll just get that for the heck of it.
Well, it's actually a transforming Megatron box.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But really, who wants a transforming box?
Well, I guess it transforms into a robot form of Megatron, so I mean, I don't know.
I'd much rather have the premium toy.
But if you don't have the movie already and you're looking for both, it's a
True.
decent outlet for it.
A cheap outlet, but still, possibly a very good outlet.
Yeah.
And the opinions of this podcast do not reflect anything that is very Transformer fan friendly.
These are just mostly our own opinions.
And as you can see, none of us on this podcast are jerks for the most part, if not at all. Yes, if you're very smart, you know I'm referring to the Transformer Wire podcast.
Well, but we aren't going to slam any other podcast in here, so.
Hey, I listen to it. It's a great podcast.
Oh, I listen to it too, so.
I hate it that Jesse left, but hey, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's all the news topics we have.
Anything else you want to talk about, or?
Well, I wish we had some listener questions.
Yeah, unfortunately, that area is a little slow right now. It is a new podcast, so.
True, and we need to advertise it.
Yeah, I got it on iTunes. It's under All Things Transformers, or you can search Transformers in the search bar on iTunes. It'll be under the podcast directory. Should be on the front page with TF Wire and TFW and all the other big ones. And it's also advertised on the homepage of PredaconEmpire.com.
Very nice. And we also should try to get some guest hosts here, like Vangelis, because really he's an awesome guy. He has great video reviews on YouTube. That's Vangelis with a one, not an L.
And if anybody would like to be a guest host or participate in a roundtable and also help with topics for it, then you can go to the Predacon Empire forums under the All Things Transformers podcast area and place your ideas there.
And news isn't that great this week. No, when is it ever?
Yeah, I think they're just giving us little tidbits here and there until the movie comes closer, or until the trailer at least.
Maybe we should, what about that toy news we've been getting about Shadow Blade, animated Megatron, and Roadbuster Ultra Magnus?
Those are pretty nice repaints from what I've seen so far.
If it's got purple on it, it's gotta be a mid-Galvatron thing.
I don't think they'll actually use it in the show, though. I think they're just.
No, it is a pretty good repaint.
Yeah.
No, Ultra Magnus, I'm kind of iffy on because green and orange.
Yeah, but it doesn't look all that bad.
True. But still, he's Ultra Magnus. Come on.
But if you're gonna get an Ultra Magnus, I'd probably just stick with the original.
Yeah. Same with Megatron. Because really, he's G1 colored, and that makes him awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, also, animated Shockwave is on eBay for an outrageous price, no less. I believe it was $5,000 or something.
For that much?
Yeah. And it's buy only.
Wow.
I mean, it's not rare. It hasn't even come out yet. So why charge that much? True, it's been a while since we've had a good Shockwave toy. He has a BFG. And he has 4 modes to boot. That still does not give you the right to charge an outrageous amount.
Well, he's $170 on eBay, so... I...
Oh, you just checked?
Yeah.
Just checked? Odd. I thought it was
no.
The thousands.
But, he is, even if you want him, I'd still probably wait till he came out in store shelves. Yeah, you'd probably have to wait a little bit, but
yeah.
You'd end up probably paying $20-$30.
Well, actually, he looks like the size of a Voyager, so it might just turn out to be $19 or something.
Between $15 and $19, probably.
Yeah. And that'd be a good deal if you get 4 modes and his disguise as Longarm.
Yeah. But I think that just about wraps it up for this episode.
I do believe so. And, if you enjoy this podcast, please leave feedback, because feedback is good.
Yes.
After all, we have to have something driving us to do this, and why not great fan feedback?
Yeah, that would be...
What's
that?
I just found the one that's buy only. It's $299.
I'm sure there's a bunch of them up on eBay.
Actually, I just typed in animated Shockwave. There's only 2.
So one's probably the one I looked up.
Yeah. And it ends in 1 day, 22 hours. Who's going to spend that much money? Oh, wait. That's why it's so high. It has 15 bids on it.
Yeah. But...
Dang. People must really want it if they're willing to pay $170 for it.
I'll be right back.
Alright. And this is now the Master Galvatron Show with your host, Master Galvatron. Yes, I'm just being stupid, but who gives a crap? This is my 5 seconds to a minute of fame. Yes, sir. Master Galvatron rules. There's no one like him. I'm so lonely. I wish he'd come back soon. Just joking. Ooh, Blazing Lockdown. 99 cents. And new. I am not willing to pay $22 shipping for anything. Even not now. And he is still not back. So, wish I had some shameless plugs I could throw in. Walmart exclusive Fracture, which is basically a GoBot. That female renegade GoBot. Forgot her name. Actually, Fracture might be her name.
Alright, so. I'm back.
Oh. Well, welcome back.
Yeah.
I definitely did not do anything crazy while you were gone.
You know I'm going to be listening to this when I edit, right?
Ah, crap. Anyway, just for the heck of it, to make it last an hour like every other podcast, what do you think of exclusive Walmart Fracture?
What character is that?
It's basically a Classics Mirage repaint, but they're giving her as movie Fracture. She's basically kind of like that female renegade GoBot.
Okay.
Which, honestly, that's kind of neat, since she's no longer a GoBot now.
I don't know,
I've also found a rare Skywarp. Though, $22 shipping? Heck no. And there's also a Blazing Lockdown on eBay for 99 cent bid, but $22 shipping. Why is shipping so high?
Just like everything else, prices are going up.
True. Darn you, oil. It's actually very hard to find a good deal on a classic exclusive Nemesis Prime on eBay because everybody goes up on him. I figured they'd all be going for Ultra Magnus and the City Commander armor.
Well, I know if I had the money and hadn't missed out on the original classics, I would have been wanting to get it, but...
Actually, I might be able to find a good deal on it. Let's see here. Classics Ultra Magnus. And let's see what comes up. Wait, what? Dadgummit! It didn't type the darn thing! Classics Ultra Magnus. Now, let's see what comes up. 36, 36, 13. Not a bad deal. Oh! It's the, oh, wait, 56. 56! Well, actually, there's 64. Who's willing to pay that much?
Is that for the armor?
No, I'm looking at Ultra Magnus without the armor.
Because I found one for 36.
I'm looking at just Classics Ultra Magnus. They're selling him for about just about every price you can think of.
Just like half the other ones on here. You can get a Classics Galvatron for $5 plus shipping and handling right now.
Hmm. And here's the Henkai one, which people are trying to get $161 for.
But the Henkai ones are a lot better detailed too, so...
True, but still, 161, that's a bit high, even for buy now. Oh, and it's only 5% off. Yeah, wait, what? I just pulled it up. It ain't no Ultra Magnus, it's just Prime. Oh, C01 Ultra Magnus Optimus Prime, but honestly, why not just say Optimus Prime?
Well, they've repainted him so many times.
Well, he's just red. Anyway, I think I will just throw in a shameless plug here,
no
if you don't
problem.
Mind. If you are looking for any Transformers toys, good deals, and trades, go to TransformersLand.com. Because really, it hadn't been but 2 hours I put my wants list, and someone's already... asking me if I want to buy Beast Wars or trade for them.
Hmm. It's a pretty quick response.
Yeah, there's a lot of people signed up here. Hopefully, they'll have something that they want that I have, and I'll be able to trade for what they're offering me, which is just about Megatron all the way through Transmetal 2, Optimus Prime, Primal all the way to Optimal Optimus... Waspinator, Rat Trap, Tarantulas, and Depth Charge, Tiger Hawk. And I think that's
so you're looking for most of the show cast.
Yeah. Though, with Rat Trap, I'm just looking for the Transmetal version, the 20th anniversary stuff. Actually, I forgot to put Cheetor there. He looks pretty good when in his 20th anniversary mold.
I used to have the original one.
I've got the original Transmetal Cheetor. Anywho.
Anywho, we've pretty much killed this episode.
Yes, we pretty much run into the ground by now. We're just rambling now.
Yeah, about sums it up.
I wish we had more news because this is my very first podcast, and I'm very excited to actually be a part of one.
No problem.
And hopefully this means I'm now a co-host of this one.
I don't see why not.
Hooray for me, another victory and another leap for me in the Transformers fandom, because now I'm doing reviews, music videos, and a podcast. Oh, and a Transformers board myself.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm covering almost everything that's under the sun. So, would that make me technically a whore? Oh wait, whores get paid.
You're just a cheap version. I don't know.
No, that means I'm a slut.
Well, I don't know.
Actually, I think that comment right there just might, those comments right there just might bring us more viewers, because that's what people want in their podcast, some comedy. Anyway, I guess we'll end the show now, and please tune in either next week or whenever we feel like doing another podcast. Hopefully there'll be more news whenever we do one, and hopefully it'll be better than this one.
Yeah.
Because we aim to make ourselves better.
And slowly but surely we'll get there.
Yes, indeed. So this has been Master Galvatron, and I'll see you whenever.
And this is Steve / Megatron, signing off.